This is The Rock, Bill Lasky. Welcome to Newsmakers. The World Baseball Classic was a huge success. Who better to talk about it other than MLB.com's David Venn? Here's what he had to say. Enjoy the podcast. The World Baseball Classic was a big success. And who better to talk about it than David Venn? He's executive editor of MLB.com's Las Mayores.com. And that's a Spanish site on MLB.com. David, thank you so much for being on the show.
My pleasure, Bill.
David, from a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rank this World Baseball Classic to others? This one was really exciting.
Well, if you're talking about relative to others, I think we'd have to give it a 10 just because it broke records in, for attendance. The TV ratings were the best they've ever been, at least as far as MLB Network is concerned. And the enthusiasm on the field, in the stands, and social media, really across the board, it was something that we've never seen in the first three.
I got to ask you, David, it seems like there was more interest this year than any other year. Why was that? I mean, especially with the U.S., why was that?
Well, I think that the guys, you know, you always had some guys that were missing. You know, you can talk about the Clayton Kershaws and the Mike Trouts and some of the others that, for whatever reason, declined to participate. But the ones that were there were very, very committed to it. That was evident from the first round in Miami when you had guys like Adam Jones, Eric Hosmer, and many others just really expressing their enthusiasm for representing the U.S., participating in this. And then you saw it on the field, too. I'll never forget the first game in the first round. Nolan Arenado dove headfirst trying to get to first base. And when he was safe and he drove in a run on that play, he gave a big fist pump. And you could see right then and there that these guys were into it. They were serious about it. And they really wanted to bring the title home to the U.S.
In your opinion, what stood out the most other than the U.S. Winning the whole thing? But, I mean, what stood out in your mind?
Well, first of all, the U.S. winning, of course. But if you want to go beyond that, I think what Puerto Rico did was very, very interesting because they've got such a young influx of talent in the major leagues. When you talk about the Francisco Lindors and Carlos Correas and Javi Baez and even Seattle's closer, Edwin Diaz. And from the start, they really caused a sensation with the blonde hair that they started in Arizona. And as they kept winning and winning, their energy on the field and those bright young stars combined with Carlos Beltran and Yadi Molina, who put on a show behind the plate, especially in the second round, that really stood out. And the fans went crazy in Puerto Rico. They went crazy in the States, too, in the venues as well. And something interesting about Puerto Rico, the people in Puerto Rico were so united about this and they were so into it that there was a report that crime really, really ceased for 2 or 3 days when they were at the end of the second group and the beginning of the championship round. And so it basically stopped everything in Puerto Rico, and the whole territory had its eyes on that team. And so what Puerto Rico did, I think, really stands out to me.
Anything you want to see differently done at the Classic? The reason I'm asking is because, you know, the two runners on base thing in the extra innings, to me, I'm an old school guy. That's kind of silly. But I guess, you don't want to make the game go so long. So what do you think?
Well, I'm torn on that, too, because I definitely I understand the old school thought about it. I'm definitely in an older school, even my age. I have those sensibilities, certainly. But I also think that what baseball's trying to do and where it's trending, and this is an international rule that's not new, I think it was interesting to see it implemented because it's where baseball is at least trying to be trended as far as some of the initiatives that Commissioner Manfred has put forth. And so it was interesting in that sense and how the games did move along after the 11th inning. But there is a certain disadvantage, and some of the guys were talking about this, for the home team, where if the road team, you know, comes out and really takes advantage of that, then the home team is at a disadvantage. We saw it with the Dominican Republic scoring 7 runs in the top of the 11th in their victory over Colombia. But if there's something that I think could be done differently, it's the tiebreaker scenario. And we had that situation in Mexico where Mexico beat Venezuela in the last game of pool play in that Group D, and Venezuela thought they had lost, and Mexico thought they were going to a tiebreaker. And at 4 in the morning, they finally said that it was Venezuela that was going for that tiebreaker. And so the confusion there really did leave a bad taste in the mouths of many Mexican fans and Mexican players as well. So I think maybe tightening up the tiebreaker rules and being more clear on that is something that they can improve on.
David, I thought, in my opinion, Ian Kinsler's comments on fans following fans and stuff like that, it was stupid, in my opinion, and I like to get your reaction to that, and it was so silly. Why not everyone follow everybody? What's the problem?
Yeah, I mean, Ian Kinsler, when he said that, and he tried to follow up and clarify it, my take on it was that everybody's having fun in a very demonstrative manner for Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, as they always have in their style of play, as they certainly do in the Caribbean leagues. And my take was, his meaning was, you know, that's wonderful to appreciate that, but we should be appreciated as well for doing it the way we do it. We do celebrate in our own way, and perhaps we shouldn't be seen as so boring or stoic when we do it. That was at least my take on it. And I know it rubs some people the wrong way when he says we were raised differently, because that could be interpreted as some kind of superiority.
Right.
And I don't think it was. I don't think that was his intent. I think his intent was, this is the way we grew up playing, and so we should, our way should be appreciated by our fans as well as appreciating the colorful and energetic nature of the other country's style.
My final question: for the next World Baseball Classic, how much are you looking forward to that? And it looks like now everyone's going to be bringing their best teams, and we saw it in this one.
Yeah, and something that was talked about after the U.S. made their run and finally won the championship was, and Jim Leland spoke about it specifically, maybe this will motivate a lot of the American guys to put on that uniform after seeing what was done by Team USA this year and the excitement and the enthusiasm that was generated. So maybe seeing that, they'll want to be a part of it. And I think certainly the other countries are very, very motivated to put on their team's uniforms. And so I think it's gaining traction. It's gaining a lot of steam. So I'm really looking forward to that.
No doubt about it. David Venn, thank you so much. And it was a blast talking to you. You take care.
Thank you, Bill.